This is GQDN for Thursday, May 23rd, 2024. Yeah, I'm leaving that in. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. There's a sale today on Audible. It's a 2-for-1. So get your free credit. You might get 2 books. Get it. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Yummy, yummy drink mixes. Yummy, yummy drink mixes. Good. Good drink mixes. Go get them. Yes, go get them. What you do? Go to SwiftEnergy.gg. Go to checkout line. Put in the promo code QUEST. That's the promo code QUEST for 25% off of your purchase. By Patreon.com/TheGroupQuest and by StackUp.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of Overwatch, Dragon Quest, and what is leaving PlayStation Plus Extra and Premium. But today we begin with PlayStation because, according to PSU.com, Asad Quizzespash said that games will go from the graphics to immersive narratives in the next decade, and that will be on the consoles. And that did come from Quizzespash, who is the head of PlayStation Productions and PlayStation Studios, head of product. And he was talking during the Sony's corporate strategy meeting. So here's what he said, quote, "In terms of gaming's future, I envision games more personalized due to advances in technology and AI enabling customized experiences for each player. Moreover, technological advances will enhance emotional depth in games by allowing characters to be much more emotive and expressive, fostering more evocative storytelling. That's going to help a whole generation of creators be able to just create so much more emotions in the stories. The focus is going to shift from graphics or visuals to immersive narratives that resonate long after the controller is set down." So that's going to happen over the next decade. We will all see what happens. Now, we're going to stick with PlayStation all throughout the show, because there were pretty heavy news about them. And that includes, will there be a PlayStation showcase to be announced? And according to PushSquare.com, they did say, well, it's that time of year. So they did put a poll up. And according to the poll, well, first the question, do you believe Sony will host a traditional PlayStation showcase this year? 14% said, no, it's not happening. 39%, honestly, at this point, I don't know. But 47% said, yes, absolutely. But there was a follow-up question. And they did ask, when will the rumored PlayStation showcase actually be announced? 8% said, it'll happen today. 50% said, within the next week or so. 13% said, it'll be a Summer Game Fest thing. 10% said, after the Summer Game Festival late summer. 6% said, in the autumn or fall, and 0.9% said, I think it'll happen in the winter. Well, 12% said, I just said, I don't think there will be one. So will there be one? We shall see. Now, PlayStation Lifestyle said that the Naughty Dog's new game might redefine some of the perceptions of gaming. So Neil Druckmann did say that there's a new Naughty Dog game that he's working on. And that was via an interview by Sony. And he did discuss the company's creative entertainment vision and how it would empower PlayStation Studios that could take some new risks instead of sticking to what's profitable. Now, he also said that he's been lucky enough to work on some projects throughout his career, including The Last of Us. He also said that he's excited about some dream projects that he thinks will transcend the boundaries. So here's what he said, quote, I'm eager to see how this new game resonates, especially following the success of The Last of Us, as it could redefine the mainstream perception of gaming. So what is he going to make? That's what we don't know. But maybe it's time to make some new stuff. Because according to Gamatsu.com, just an update, the Dragon Quest Kishi Kishi will end the service on July 31st. Now, this was a puzzle game, and according to Square Enix, it will end service on July 31st at 1500 Japanese time. Now, Dragon Quest Kishi Kishi was first launched on the iOS App Store and Android via Google Play on December 1st, 2021. There was a Western release that was planned, but it never happened. So things went downhill from the start, huh? Well, I don't know if it did or not, but something else went downhill. According to Eurogamer, the Overwatch PvE mode is done. It was dropped after 3 months from its release. So Blizzard is removing the Hero Mastery Gauntlets PvE mode from Overwatch because, quote, it hasn't resonated with players. That was part of its blog post. So the mode will no longer be available to play on Season 11 on the 18th of June. And that's after it launched in March this year. The players will have to wait until then, so that way they can complete the lifetime challenges for the mode in order for them to compete on the top 500 leaderboards. So what did they say on the forums? Well, here's what the developers did say. Quote, as we prepare for Season 11, we've taken the time to evaluate a variety of game modes based on how much they are being played. Hero Mastery Gauntlet was intended to bring the high score chasing excitement of Hero Mastery Mission into a multiplayer format. Unfortunately, it hasn't resonated with players in the ways that we had hoped. Well, that did happen. Now, we go back to PlayStation, because according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, the PlayStation Network, well, they're saying that it is on par with the world's top consumer internet services. Now, that's what Sony's saying, because according to what Sony was saying, it is on par with the top 10 consumer internet services worldwide. And that was, once again, a part of the strategy meeting earlier today. In fact, the Sony Group CFO, Hiroki Totoki, was discussing using the PlayStation Network as a platform all across the company. And what he said during his speech, as he was using the slides, he was talking about PlayStation Network now supports 26 payment methods in 31 currencies, and they can be accessed in 181 countries. So here's what he said, quote, PlayStation Network auto-scales to accommodate significantly changes user traffic in a short period of time, enabling to realize both high-quality operations and cost optimization. PlayStation Network's data processing volumes have reached a level that places it among the top 10 consumer internet services worldwide, while it's simultaneously achieving record high operating rates, such as established as a robust network service. So we shall see what happens with that. Now, Push Square did say that there's another rumor, so we're going back to Rumorville, that we might get some details on the PlayStation 5 exclusive Concord within the next 2 weeks. So here we go with Bill Bilkin again on Twitter, and he was talking about Concord because Sony's exclusive studio, Firewalk Studios, was going to show off a sci-fi multiplayer shooter called Concord. And we might see some details about the game very soon. In fact, so far, there was only a CG teaser for the game. So according to PushSquare.com, they're saying that if it is ready to launch later in 2024, we'll have to see some content drops very, very soon. So do you think it'll come within the next 15 days? Well, they did ask that question. We shall see. And once again, there are some games leaving PlayStation Extra and PlayStation Plus. And this comes to us from PSU.com. So here we go. Because last week we did say that games are coming in, so here's the games that are leaving. Baja, Age of Control HD, Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons, DC League of Super Pets, Dodgeball Academia, whatever, Grand Theft Auto V, Invisible, Monster Jam Steel Titans, MotoGP 23, SpongeBob SquarePants, Battle for Bikini Bottom, Rehydrated, The Talos Principle Deluxe Edition, The Wild at Heart, and Unturned. Well, I always said the games are coming in last week, so those are the games that are leaving. But we gotta end on a good note, right? Well, Nintendo Life did say that Grapple Dog is getting a sequel this August. So this comes from Medallion Games, and they said that Grapple Dog's Cosmic Canis, which is a sequel to 2022's Grapple Dog, they will be on Switch on August the 15th. So they did go through some of the mechanics and such stuff. I said Cosmic Canines? No, the Canines. My bad. But Cosmic Canines will be coming August 15th this year. Are they headphones or are they headphones? Okay. PC Games Inn did say that you can save some money. $110. Yes, sir. $110 on a wireless gaming headset. So, if you're on the hunt for a wireless gaming headset, it is Memorial Day weekend, and you know there's some Memorial Day sales going on, and you might have to go to Best Buy to get it, because the Logitech G Pro X Wireless is now on sale for $120, which means you'll be saving $110 over the regular price, as that's almost 50% off. So if you're looking for some headphones and you don't like the wires, go to it. Get it. I know I screwed Woods up, like I just did there. But I better not screw this up, because this has been a Don Forge Production 2024. All rights are reserved. Tomorrow's a finally Friday and a long weekend. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So go play some games, people.